Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of The Art and Science of Executive Search. I'm Tina Evans, the proud owner of Bluelinx Executive Search. Joining me today, as always, is our remarkable CEO, Twan Dieters. Twan and I have been partners in driving the success of Bluelinx Executive Search for over 7 years now, and it's been an incredible journey of both growth, innovation, and delivering excellence in executive search. Twan, it really is a pleasure to have you here today on the show.
Hey, Tina. It's always fantastic to join you and share our journey, insights, and the unique ways our team continues to make a real difference for our clients. Over these years, we've built something truly special together.
And for our listeners, today we're going to dive into what sets Bluelinx Executive Search apart, share actionable tips for executive search, and highlight some of the incredible success stories that showcase our commitment to excellence. Whether you're a business leader seeking top-tier talent or a professional looking to elevate your own career, this episode has something for everyone. So let's just get started.
Great, Tina. Let's start with what makes Bluelinx Executive Search so unique. I know we both often say that it all comes down to our people. Our team is the backbone of everything we do. Their expertise, passion, and ability to engage deeply with clients and candidates truly sets us apart. Our team doesn't just work for Bluelinx. They live and breathe our mission of connecting exceptional talent with transformative opportunities. They go above and beyond to understand every aspect of our clients' needs. It's not just about filling roles. It's about creating long-term success stories and building relationships that last. We've built a culture that emphasizes collaboration, innovation, and trust, and that culture fuels our success.
Exactly, Twan. And I'd like to give a special mention to one of our stellar leaders, Ivan, who has been instrumental to driving some of our biggest successes. Ivan leads a phenomenal team that constantly delivers outstanding results. His ability to navigate complex executive searches and build relationships with both our clients and candidates is really, truly unparalleled. We've heard clients rave about how Ivan and his team make them feel supported every step of the way, going above and beyond to ensure that perfect match.
Ivan is indeed a standout leader, and his team's commitment to excellence reflects everything Bluelinx stands for. From leveraging cutting-edge tools to fostering genuine connections, Ivan's approach has been pivotal in securing some of our most high-profile placements. It's a testament to the talent and dedication we have here at Bluelinx.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. And I'm really proud of a lot of the feedback we've received over the past 7 years. Here's a recent comment from one of our clients, which I really liked. The executive search team went above and beyond. They took the time to understand our culture, business needs, and growth strategy. And they found us a candidate who didn't just fit the role, but exceeded our expectations. You know, hearing things like this really reminds me of why we do what we do.
I couldn't agree more. The personal touch is what we're known for, from the initial consultation to the final placements and beyond. We act as true partners to our clients, and speaking of tips for our listeners, I'd say one key takeaway is this. Choose a search firm that's not just reactive, but proactive. And a team that invests time in understanding your business deeply and aligns with your strategic goals.
I was thinking, why don't we share a real-world example to illustrate exactly what we mean?
Well, that's an amazing idea. Recently, we partnered with a global technology firm that was searching for a chief financial officer. This wasn't just any CFO role, it was pivotal to their growth strategy, with a focus on international expansion and mergers and acquisitions. The stakes were high and the right fit was crucial. Here's how we approached it. Let's break it down in a few bullets, maybe. The first bullet is like understanding the client. Our team started with in-depth discovery sessions. We spoke to key stakeholders, analyzed their business strategy, and identified the leadership qualities they needed. Next step, building a search strategy, using market mapping, global networks, and targeted outreach. We identified candidates who not only had the technical expertise, but also the leadership and cultural fit required for the role. Next step, the thorough assessment. We conducted multiple interview rounds, incorporating leadership assessments and psychometric tools to evaluate candidates holistically. Next step, maintaining communication. Throughout the process, we kept the client informed, refining the profile based on feedback and ensuring alignment at every stage. The result? We placed the candidate ahead of schedule, and within 6 months, they led a major acquisition and implemented significant efficiency improvements, and the client was delighted with the outcome.
Yeah, that is really, really a fantastic example. And something that's really important, I think this is a really good tip to give everybody. Don't underestimate the importance of cultural alignment. A candidate's technical skills really do matter, but their ability to fit into your organization's culture and lead effectively within it is just as critical. Okay, Tuan, let's now talk a bit about the broader landscape. What are some of the market and economic influences in 2025 that you think are shaping executive search in the EU and also the USA?
Great question, Tina. In the EU, one of the biggest factors is the ongoing digital transformation across industries. Within the European Union's commitment to becoming a leader in artificial intelligence and green technologies, companies are increasingly looking for executives who can drive innovation in these areas. And on the other hand, we're seeing a surge in demand for CTOs and sustainability officers who have experience with AI implementation and ECG, environmental, social, and governance strategies. Additionally, the EU's focus on cross-border trade and the push for harmonized regulations across member states means that executives with multilingual capabilities and international experience are more in demand than ever.
Absolutely, Tuan. And in the USA, the economic landscape is equally dynamic. The focus on reshoring manufacturing and investments in infrastructure projects is creating opportunities in sectors like construction, logistics, and advanced manufacturing. Executives who understand the nuances of supply chain resiliency and automation are especially sought after. Moreover, with the rise of private equity investments, there's a really strong demand for financial leaders who can manage high growth scenarios and lead merger and acquisition activities effectively.
Another point to consider is the ongoing impact of remote work and hybrid models. Both in the EU and the USA, organizations are grappling with how to maintain productivity, foster collaboration, and build strong cultures in a distributed work environment. This has created the need for CHROs and operational leaders who can design and implement strategies to activate these challenges effectively.
Absolutely, Tuan. And one last thought for everyone is that both regions are heavily impacted by governing changes. For example, in the EU, it's GDPR, and this continues to influence how businesses handle data privacy, requiring leaders with strong compliance expertise. Meanwhile, in the USA, changes in the tax laws and employment regulations mean that companies need legal and HR executives who can ensure compliance while driving growth forward. Now, Tuan, let's share some actionable tips for executives and business leaders. What would you say are the top things to consider when working with an executive search firm?
Great question. Here are 3 key tips. First one, clarify your goals. Be clear about what success looks like for the role. What are the short-term and long-term objectives? Share as much information as possible with your search partner. Second tip, embrace collaboration. Treat your search firm as an extension of your team. The more open and transparent the communication, the better the results. Tip number 3, think beyond the CV. Look for a partner who assesses candidates holistically, focusing not just on technical skills, but also on leadership qualities, cultural fit, and potential for growth.
And can I just add one more? Is that okay?
Sure.
I would really recommend that you stay engaged after the placement. Hmm. Executive search doesn't end when the candidate is hired, because regular check-ins and support can ensure a smoother transition and long-term success. Tuan, I have a question. What about the candidates? Any advice for executives looking to advance their careers?
Absolutely. Here are my top tips for executives. Invest in your personal brand. Your LinkedIn profile, online presence, and professional network matter more than ever. Be clear on your value proposition. Know what you bring to the table and be prepared to articulate it effectively. Stay open to opportunities. Even if you're not actively looking, staying engaged with your network and search firms can lead to unexpected and exciting opportunities.
That's excellent advice, Twan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And all of our listeners, please remember the executive search process is a partnership.
So true.
Yeah. Whether you're hiring or seeking your next role, the best results come from trust, transparency, and collaboration.
The key pillars.
The key pillars. And also something that I think is really important during the whole process, keep a sense of humor.
Keep the laughs in.
Absolutely.
Super.
Twan, as we wrap up, let's talk about what's next for Bluelinks. I know we're always looking to innovate and expand.
Absolutely, Tina. We're investing in new technologies to enhance our assessment process, exploring new markets, and deepening our expertise in emerging industries. But no matter how much we grow, one thing remains constant: our commitment to providing a personalized human touch in everything we do.
So, if you're ready to take your next step in executive search, whether you're looking for top-tier talent or considering your own next career move, don't hesitate to reach out. Visit our website or drop us a message on LinkedIn. And if you mention this podcast, we'll offer you a free consultation to discuss your unique needs. We really would love to hear from you.
Thanks, Tina, and thank you to everyone listening. It's always a pleasure to share our journey and the incredible work of our team. Until next time, take care and keep building those connections.
So, until next time, thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
It's tea time.